Well, Usama, just taking a look back at last week's game, the Redskins offense, they threw the ball well. They ran the ball effectively. How much can that help you guys as you move forward into these last two games of the season?
Man, it gets us hungry. We didn't go out and play our best football. We left a lot of it on the field. And, you know, they had too much success, like you said. So we got to come back with a better performance against a good team, a quarterback that is proven in this league. And it's a big test for us. And as competitors, we want to do better. So we're hungry.
Let's talk about this Denver Broncos offense. They're led by quarterback Peyton Manning. Not only is he a coach out there on the field, but he's just an overall talented quarterback. How do you compete with a quarterback like that when he's at the line of scrimmage and it seems like he's bluffing or calling all these plays, but as a defensive back, is it a cat and mouse game that you guys play?
Man, Peyton's one of the best at it, you know, and not just disguising and figuring out what the defense is doing, but knowing what he's going to do based off of your look, you know, and I don't think there's any way to outsmart him. As a defensive player, there's no way you're going to show him a look that he hasn't seen. So when you step out there, you just got to have good eyes. You got to have good communication within your defense, and you got to go out and make plays. Being sound is the only way I think you can compete against a guy like that, because he's going to make all the throws. He's going to check. He's going to try and confuse you with some of the terminology he's doing. But it's just one of those things. You just can't be wound up, and you got to play sound.
Talk about his weapons that he has, his wide receivers and his tight ends.
Man, he's got targets that a lot of people didn't know about before this year. And Demaryius Thomas, he came on last year and exploded on the scene. Eric Decker, another talented, bigger wide receiver that's been making plays. The tight ends, Joe Dreesen, he's been balling. And Sean Marino. A lot of guys didn't expect him to come on and run the ball successfully, as successful as he's been since McGahee went down. But he's a guy that hits the hole hard and can break a long run. So we got a lot of guys that are going to keep our hands full, and we're going to have to bring our A games against them, because Peyton's going to hit every one of those targets all throughout the game. So we're going to have to stop that.
And lastly, Usama, if you could just talk about the tempo in and around practice this week as you guys made the corrections from last week and installed the game plan.
The tempo is a major thing. Like, I didn't bring that up, but when they get a big play or when they get a short play, he gets back to the line of scrimmage, lines them up, and he's ready to run the next play. So we had to practice that all throughout the week, and it's no way to directly simulate that, but just going up, going as fast as possible, and calling those plays on the defensive side of the ball, that's the best you can do, and we did that throughout the week, and look forward to it this week.
With that, there's a lot of fight in this team.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Got to be a lot of fight. Nobody's giving up. You know, hey, mathematically, we can't make the playoffs, but we got to fight for our own pride.
Usama, thank you for your time, and good luck to you, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas, man. Thanks a lot for everything, bro.